And finally, Wednesday was Veterans Day. In honor of the holiday, FM89's news director Alice Daniels spoke with a couple who live at the Fresno Veterans Home and have been married for 70 years. They've had their share of challenges during the pandemic, including living apart for 3 months. But as you'll hear in this audio postcard, they've gotten by with love and a sense of humor.
Okay, my name is Edward Pastana.
My name is Peggy Pastana.
Our first date was to San Francisco's Playland, which is gone now. And so anyway, in later years, she told me the very first ride we got there, we were going to take a ride through the Tunnel of Love. And she said, oh, no. And I didn't do anything. I just talked about the things in the place, and we laughed about these things trying to scare you as they come out and all that stuff. And she said, after that, she thought that was a good idea.
I'm still in love. Still a good guy.
I served 22 years in the service in the Air Force.
I used to call myself the B crew. I'll be here when you leave, and I'll be here when you come back. I had a pretty bad accident in March. I tripped caught my toe on the sidewalk going into a restaurant here in Fresno, and I went full force ahead and hit my head in their rock foundation, broke my knee, broke my wrist, and the worst part, broke my neck.
Oh, it was terrible. I couldn't talk to her directly, so I'd go over to her window, and I could see her, and she could see me, so we'd talk on the telephone.
Well, the nurses started calling him Romeo because he was outside the window, talking on his phone through the glass. And so they called us Romeo and Juliet because he would come, a couple times a day over there and we'd chit chat.
Yeah, they said, here comes Romeo again. And I got that nickname, I guess. I didn't have a balcony to climb up to, but I could talk to her. Luckily, she's on the ground floor. Everything's on the ground floor here.
He's kind, and he has a sense of humor, and we laugh a lot, and that I think that's important. We have to keep laughing.
Yeah, we laugh a lot. That's true.
Well, I look pretty funny, with a brace on my leg and a brace on my arm and a neck brace, and that was lots to laugh about if you really looked yourself in the mirror. So, and my hair was getting longer and longer, and one nice thing was when we came back here, it was pretty long in the back. When I came back here to our room, it was pretty long in the back, looked terrible. So my husband gave me my first haircut, so... he took care of me, and it turned out pretty good. So we have 3 sons, and we have 7 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. I really think the hardest part is not being able to see our families. And one thing they do here that's wonderful, they set up Zoom for you. They come in your room and set it all up because us oldies don't fathom a lot of that.
I think the isolation of it is you don't get out and visit people, and I think that's important for people our age.
The holidays are going to be kind of rough, I think, but we are blessed because we're together, too, and that helps. So we have a lot of memories to share.